Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Marie Claire is a professor of dermatology at a Montreal university. She's in her 40s and happily married to Adam with two teenage kids. She's researching whether skin cells, which convey touch, the most important of all senses, reacts to sexual pleasure. And as part of her research, she pursues a course of radical experimentation. She decides to sleep with whichever man she desires, whether at work, at play, or at home, and to find sexual pleasure without guilt. That is, until she begins to feel the backlash. Les Salopes, or The Naturally Wanted Pleasure of Skin, is a new movie at the Toronto International Film Festival. It's an erotic feminist tome that shifts the focus of desire, seduction, pleasure, and satisfaction to the female gaze, with men as the other. Les Salopes is written and directed by René Beaulieu, a screenwriter, filmmaker, and teacher at the Université de Montréal. Les Salopes has its world premiere today, and I'm very pleased to have René here at CIUT to tell us more about Les Salopes. Hi, René.
Hi.
Thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
So your film, Les Salopes, is about a woman named Marie Claire, a professor, a wife, and a mother in an open marriage who decides to take control of her sex life. What is she looking for?
She didn't decide in the movie. She's like this for long time. It's not a decision. And you spoiled the plot when you said when you said about open marriage. I think it's
Okay. But that's ambiguous even in the movie.
Yes, it's a turn point. Important. Yes. And what is the question?
The question is, she decides. She's a person who wants to be in control of her sex life, but what is she searching for? What is she looking for?
She's looking for nothing. She's good. She's good in her life, and her life is with her husband, with her kids, and her job, and her lover. And she's very good in this life, and it's after the problem begin.
So, René Beaulieu, Les Salopes is full of compelling images, but for me, one image, repeated image, really caught my attention. Before she has sex, Marie Claire uses a small scalpel to scrape skin cells off herself and off the forearms of the men she meets. It's a sample for her research, but it brands them with a mark, a red square. So is this a statement of conquest, a symbol of protest like Carré Rouge at the University of Montreal? Or could it be like the scarlet letter? So it's a red mark to mark all the men she sleeps with the mark of adultery. Something like that. I don't know. I'm just throwing these out.
No. It's for the research.
Right. No, I know.
Okay. No symbolism. But me, I don't think about symbolism at this time. But your
this
idea
is what I got. Yes.
It's a nice idea. But no, she's take cells to know if is it the same for the body if. You have sex with someone you love and someone you don't love.
Okay. Well, there seems to be... So Marie Claire, she studies skin, and she says skin is the biggest sexual organ, yeah. As many people say. So can you talk about skin as a sex organ?
Skin and touch. It's sensitive to to sexuality, but it's not an. But it's an organ. Yes, it's a sexual organ. I think yes, but it's not. We don't talk a lot of about sex, or we don't talk about the skin and like in a sexual organ. But yes.
So Simone de Beauvoir talked about women as the second sex, the object, the other. So can you talk about how that is switched and reversed in your movie with men as the other?
Yes, men. That's my goal, essentially, to reverse the stereotypes. And the woman is very emancipated, and she's subject of her sexuality. And I put men around her, but I don't want to objectify the men. Mm-hmm. The men are not objectified.
Not objectified, but they're they are the other. She is the self,
yes.
And they are the other.
And it's a second role, exactly like usually women where they are in the second role. But I don't want to objectify because I want to... it's important for me to marquer, I don't know in French, to... highlight the importance of sexuality. It's not nothing. And so the men with who Marie-Claire has sexuality, their men are important. They are not just a man. They are not just a body of
So it's not meaningless. Yeah. It has a meaningful, but it's just not one single person. And so she can have meaningful sex without love.
Yes, yes, without love, but not without importance. See, it's very important for her.
Yeah.
And their men are important for her.
Yes. I've seen Brigitte Poupart, who plays Marie-Claire, in movies like Monsieur Lazare, Les Affamés, and she's the mother in Fake Tattoos. I've reviewed all these movies, so I'm very familiar, but in this one, she frequently appears naked.
Naked, yeah.
So was it difficult for her to play this part? Can you talk about working with her? Like there is a scene where she's full frontal naked in an open space and many other scenes where she's involved in sexual. It's not explicit, but it's still shown on the screen. Can you talk about how Brigitte reacted to this?
Yes. Ironically, it's I think at the beginning, it's me or more punition, more. It's more difficult for me than for her, I think, at the beginning.
Because, oh, really?
Yes, because Brigitte, she's an actress. She's a multidisciplinary artist, and she played very often naked.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and she's very comfortable with be naked for show for her art, and but. Yes, she's comfortable, and when we begin the shoot, I was comfortable too. But it's not easy, effectively, to because it's very graphic nudity.
Yeah,
and we talk about, and it's clear where we go, and it's clear together, and we are. And Brigitte, she's agreed to. This way. Yes.
Was it more or less difficult to work with the men naked?
I think it's not more difficult for me to with men or women. But I think in this movie, I think Brigitte was more comfortable than the men.
Mm-hmm.
And I think too, because we are most, more often women than men. So I think the men are a little bit less comfortable, but I should say Pierre Quendes, who plays Emile, the student, he was very comfortable.
Okay, now you've done a spoiler too.
but we spoiled.
No, I actually want to talk because he plays a graduate student who attempts to seduce Marie-Claire with poetry. And she scoffs at the idea. But does she not believe that she seduces the men or seduction plays no role in her practices?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Seduction is very important.
Okay.
It's very important for her. Mm-hmm. But with Himmel, it's different because the statue of them, that's the problem with him. It's not the
status. Yeah.
Yes, but he seduces her.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Totally.
The movie's called Les Salopes, not La Salope. Who are the other? Yes.
Okay. But the other, it's an ironic title, because for me, salope doesn't exist,
right.
Really. But
right.
In the movie, the salope is Marie-Claire.
Yeah.
Mathilde.
It's funny, Mathilde, yeah.
Yeah. And the young girl. Mm-hmm. Her daughter,
yeah, yeah,
and her mother,
yeah,
but her mother is, but her mother too, yeah,
yeah. So, it's a fundamentally sexist term. So, So men cannot be called a slut, or because if so, there's a double standard going on.
Yeah, yeah. The men can use. Yes, they can use if they use it.
Derogatorily, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So one of the big relationships in the film is a generational relationship between Marie-Claire and Sophia, her grad student,
yeah,
who's of a different generation and has different views of power and sexuality and sex.
You think?
Yes. Judging by the way she presents it, I don't want to give anything away, or do you want to talk about that part? It takes place at a university, and for Marie-Claire, she's a believer in free sex and for a woman to take the power and to do what she wants, whereas Sophia sees women as a victim or as someone who things are done to, and she must fight against men doing things to her. That seems to be the setup. Do you agree, or is it more complicated?
I think it's more complicated, and I think it's.
I don't want to give away the whole movie.
I would like to speak in French because it's hard to me to talk about that in English. But I think it. No, I'm not agree with the generation and difference.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm not agree with
so
this.
So it's not a generational difference.
No, for me not. No.
Do you think it's do you think it's a difference in time? So how people are now and how they used to be. Do you think women react differently now than they would have 20 years ago?
I think because we are in a position of change,
mm-hmm,
and some women are more mature to take this change differently. But for me, Marie-Claire is emancipated, and Sophia is not a victim. She's a romantic.
She's a romantic. Yes, because. Yes. She's her assistant in the lab,
yeah.
But Marie-Claire is looking whether sexual pleasure affects cells. And Sophia says she wonders whether love affects the cells.
Yes. And Marie-Claire, she thinks she knows that no difference. But that's what she said at the end of the movie. No difference with love and sexuality. The cells react to the pleasure, and we don't need to be in love to have pleasure. But the romantic idea think yet we should be in love to have pleasure without guilty. And I think Sophia, she's in this thinking. And it's not a problem of a generation. It's a problem of emancipation.
Okay. Thank you so much for talking to me. René Beaulieu's great new movie, Les Salopes, or The Naturally Wanton Pleasure of Skin, is having its world premiere tonight at the Toronto International Film Festival. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.